The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
It's our birthday.
It's our birthday.
It's our birthday. We're 3 years old.
Yeah.
We're out of the terrible twos, finally.
They were terrible. Let me tell you.
I was filling up my diaper every day and it was awful.
I was grabby. I was bitey. I know. I haven't completely left that behind, but I have matured.
I learned to talk and you know what? I was very mouthy. I don't think that's going to change, though.
Little guy's got a mouth on him.
Well, if someone's got a mouth on it, it's a ReviewParty.com podcast. Mm-hmm. Here on this third birthday celebration, me and Matt got some reviews from the internet. Maybe they're birthday themed. Maybe they follow some sort of other theme. This episode's going to be a little different than the usual episodes in that it's not that different at all, but we talk about how it's the birthday. I think that covers the whole podcast thing, right? I think that's all
the
bases.
Yeah, that does it. Does it.
We're funny. It's our birthday. Talk about reviews. I'm Brent. You're Matt. I think I made a joke, too. That's all you need. Do you want to reveal your theme first, or do you want me to reveal mine?
By all means, I would like you to go first.
I think my theme is the same as it is every year. I just have...
It's all about the number three.
Yeah, I got lots of number three reviews, baby.
Okay.
You would have got it. I was going to say, as soon as I say this first product piece of media here, you'll know what it was. But it's Three Ninjas, the movie Three Ninjas from Amazon. This is the first one from 1992, the year Brent was born.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that.
Vintage.
Yeah, I picked this because I like it. I liked it. I guess I still like it. Oh my God, you know how the Amazon says bye and then the actor's name usually? It'll say
Yeah.
Home Improvement by Tim Allen. This one says Three Ninjas by Chad Power. That's awesome.
So do we know who Chad Power is?
Maybe it's one of the kids. Maybe it's just the coolest motherfucker ever who made the Three Ninjas movies and gifted it to the world. So it's sort of like the Three Wise Men's present. They just gave him each an installation of Three Ninjas.
Chad Power is none other than, if you had to guess which brother he is.
Is that Rocky?
No.
No? Is it Tum Tum?
It's Tum Tum.
Tum Tum's a little Chad with the power. I think, isn't Tum Tum the same Tum Tum in all three movies? The other two brothers change. I think they keep the same Tum. I think Chad was collecting those checks.
Three Ninjas, and he was in Three Ninjas Knuckle Up.
Knuckle Up. I think that's two.
He was just in the first two, it appears.
Because I think there's three Ninjas, and then there's the fourth bastard movie with Hulk Hogan in it. That is not a Three Ninjas movie. I don't give a shit. Anyway, let's listen to what Mike has to say. You might not get the joke of this review if you haven't seen Three Ninjas, but I'll say no more. Mike titles their review Rocky Hearts Emily. They write, I'm not sure Rocky really loves Emily. I base this solely on the fact that at that same age, I was in love with Kara. And now, 25 years later, I realized that was just a crush. It faded rapidly, and Kara moved to, I think, Louisiana. Then I was on to the next, Brianna. So, Rocky, enjoy your short crush. It's not going to last longer than the movie. Unless the two actors end up getting married, having five kids, buying an 1989 Ford Econoline van to house the bunch, and truly found love. But my guess is that they're rolling in some something slightly nicer than an 89 Econoline. I mean, they both made some cash from this movie and likely invested it well based on the practical nature of the parents they had in the movie. Well, Rocky, we don't see Emily's parents. She could be homeless for all we know, but with those outfits, bike, and strong personality, I'm going to wager she comes from a good home. We can reasonably assume they carry their growing family around in a late model full-size SUV. Good for them. They made it in a world where love is fleeting and no one wants to just buckle in and put the work in into making it last. 4 stars.
Okay. Well, that... it's strange. You know, the general gist when I try and explain ReviewPretty.com to people is that we read the internet reviews, we find something that's funny, and if this is true in the world of the reviewer, then what else is true? It's
right.
It's classic improv, if then. Mm-hmm. And we spin it out. This reviewer kind of did it for us.
Right. I mean, this was one of those too funny not to include, even though yeah. There's not much to riff off of. The riff has been riffed.
I love it, though. I love like the different facets that are brought. I was thinking about what's her name from Karate Kid. She had a cool bike. She had nice outfits as well. Mm-hmm. Those 80s young love interests certainly knew how to dress themselves.
Yeah, I mean, what is Three Ninjas no doubt was pitched as, hey, Karate Kid was huge. What if we had three Karate Kids?
Yeah. Oh, three of them, huh?
So it's only natural they follow the trope of the bad boy karate nerd, you know, falls in love with the girl with the cool bike and bangs. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the everyone loves knows Rocky loves Emily. Do you remember any of the other chants to make fun of Rocky?
Oh.
In the third one,
been so long.
They go to Japan and play baseball movie.
Okay.
The girl's name is Lisa Dean Marino. And so they say, every time she goes by, they sing Lisa Dean Marino, Lisa Dean Marino. But I don't remember what the second movie was. I think Emily was already gone by the second movie.
Oh, R.I.P. Emily. That's what happens to young love, I guess.
I mean, maybe she was a bad girl. Like I said, she stole those bikes.
She had to move to Pensacola.
She went to their, this takes place in like California or something. They went down to some rich neighborhood. You know, she's living in some rich family's house, got them tied up, taking their bikes and their clothes, seducing Rocky.
With their ill-begotten gains.
Evil. That's enough Three Ninjas. Those movies are good if you ever want to watch funny action movies with some... with some little tykes. You got a review?
Yeah.
Children, I've got as they call them.
I have a Google review. I actually have two Google reviews. For Chuck E. Cheese. Is this... Okay, this isn't my local Chuck E. Cheese, but it is somewhat local.
You could go to this Chuck E. Cheese if you really wanted.
I really wanted to. Just like Angel did. Angel writes, terrible experience here. There was a birthday, so we waited for Chucky to sing his songs with the party and went up to take pictures. And he ran in a room, so we couldn't take the picture. And my nephew started crying. I asked the worker if we could take a picture, and they said, no, he'll be back in an hour. We have been here for three... We have been here for three and are about to leave. He was very rude, and it was just very upsetting. We waited for Chucky to come out for 3 hours. We will not be returning. There's a carbon copy, 1 star carbon copy response. Sorry, the experience didn't live up to your expectations. Blah, blah, blah. It's just, you've worked in a mascot suit before.
I have. I was maybe the one of the worst, according to my boss. I was one of like the most lackadaisical, shitty mascots ever. She didn't use those words. She was much nicer, but.
And I'm guessing you didn't maybe have the same experience as right. being the famed birthday mouse.
I mean, when I did the mascotting, I was sort of a freelancer, right? I was there. I was anybody's bear, You know, you come up to me. I was sort of in a public setting, spreading the joys of A&W to the children. I was there to advertise. But I think, you know, here and on Chucky's home turf, that's some premium Chucky's picture time. All right.
Yeah.
Getting a picture with Chucky from that birthday that you didn't pay for or weren't invited to, that would be stealing. You might as well go to someone's table and take half of their fucking pizza, you know.
Obviously, I don't have that experience of having worked in a mascot outfit, but just the thought process that goes into the moment the song is done, you see them approach and you just heel turn and book it into a room. Yeah.
I'm sure they took the pick. A lot of picture time was taken care of. They did the damn song and it was their break time. What would you do? You were in that hot ass mascot outfit and it was break time. You would turn tail and get the hell out of it.
Yeah. I do have.
And then if you heard there's someone looking around going to be there for your first shift, first in line for pictures, maybe you might feel sick and need to go home.
I do have a contrasting review. Not contrasting in that Chucky was great to be around, but just contrasting. And in the first review, Chucky ran away. Let's just hear what Lily Baez says happens with her Chucky. Lily Baez writes, like the place. It's clean. Food has improved. Reasonable prices. It's fun for kids. Big area to celebrate birthdays. However, the Chucky person is very lame. Shows no enthusiasm at all. There are kids waiting for him, and he's just sad to see the rat barely moving or saying hi. I was there 2 times, and both times was the same. I think that whomever is under that costume wants to express how much he or she hates the job. Please, managers, have someone that actually likes kids both times. It was a Sunday in the last month. I'd rather not see if it will continue to ruin the day. I get what you're saying, Lily. 3 stars.
Isn't that crazy to consider the fact that the person making minimum wage in the giant hot mascot outfit hates their life and their job? Is their job and, you know, if not their whole entire life? It's just cut them some slack. I get it. But you're not going to get the Disney World experience. Go see some premiumly trained and paid mascots in Disney World if you really want that memorable experience with the giant paper mache monster.
That's true. If you've got someone who is excited about, you know, being around kids, and no, I don't even know if I want to go down this road. Right. You got the people who are excited and really want to put on a good show for the children aren't going to submit their application for Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
That's what I want to say.
They're working at damn daycares. They're working, they're going, you know, they're places. Becoming teachers. No one is like, I want to be a teacher. What summer job should I get? Oh, pizza place fucking mascot.
You're going to be pizza rat for a minute.
That's not true. People that work with kids are wonderful. Big ups to them.
Yeah.
If you're in a mascot outfit and you're suffering, you don't want to be working with the kids, big ups to you too, bro. Keep at it.
We feel your pain.
At least you're not doing the dishes, I think.
At least you're not scrubbing toilets.
That's true. At least you're not scrubbing toilets in a mascot outfit. I'm sure someone somewhere has had to do that sometime.
Probably.
It's like the they used it like a diver's, an old diver's outfit before they went into the sin. anything more we got want to say about Chucker Cheese?
I don't think so. It's been a while since I've been a Chuck E. Cheese, and I think that's a good thing.
I have went recently with my little sister. Chuck E. Cheese sucks compared to when we were kids. And that is not like nostalgia. Remember the 90s glasses? They took all the good games out and it's all like generic Chuck E. Cheese licensed arcade games now.
What?
There's no Jurassic Park shooter with the moving seat.
What?
There's no Wizard Tic-Tac-Toe. There's no Ninja Turtle beat 'em up, none of that.
Rail car thing, that's what I remember. Some rail car. It's like
nothing. It's just skee ball with Chuck E. Cheese mascots, which I'll go and play some skee ball. I'm not going to complain. Skee ball's all
right. I'll ski.
Sure, but like
a ball.
I'm willing to go spend some time with a bunch of screaming little kids to make my little sister happy. If I get a couple quarters and a Ninja Turtle machine out of it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It makes it a much easier pill to swallow. Much easier to swallow than that, if you could call it pizza, that they have.
So-called pizza.
So-called pizza. I have a pair of reviews, too. We'll keep the pairs together. Sort of a Noah's Ark situation going on. Make sure I got them both organized. All right. I have a pair of reviews. Pair of reviews from Yelp for Brothers 3 Restaurant in Marinette, Wisconsin. Classic Wisconsin pizza pub. My favorite restaurant growing up.
Best lamps until they got rid of them.
Best lamps. I was wondering. I was like, when Matt and Joe visited, I'm sure I brought them here and talked either about the lamps.
You did, or you've talked about the lamps.
If we talk, they got lamps there. They look like Jell-O cubes. They're really cool. They remodeled, and then they got about 100,000 requests, people asking, can we have the Jell-O lamps? And so they decided to just keep them. The history. And I'm telling you, you find yourself in Marinette, Wisconsin, go and look at the Jell-O lamps. You'll be like, those lamps rule. More importantly, they got good pizza here. I have a pair of reviews. I'll just read David's here. David writes, they will get your order wrong all the time and get upset when you call them to get the right food. I stopped buying their food because of it. I ordered 2 beef sandwiches and got 2 sausages. Then after attitude, I had to return the wrong food back to them, probably for them to sell it to someone else. My buddies just ordered against my wish from there, and they got the wing order wrong twice. The same mistake. They don't care about customers. Don't buy from here. 1 star.
Okay.
What do you think's going on with David here? I think he needs a hug.
Yeah, there's a little butt hurt. Like, I'm gonna check that menu and see how beef sandwich pairs in price to a sausage sandwich, because I don't know, maybe fate stepped in and said, my brother, take a sausage Sammy.
Yeah, you might have got the premium option and he's complaining about it.
And how often you treat yourself to a sausage sandwich? Not often enough.
Often enough. I would like to have a sausage sandwich daily. Maybe I need to incorporate that into my life. That's kind of what the guys from the SNL Chicago Bears sketch, that was what were on.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage Sammy was second breakfast. I know McDonald's lets you keep your food, right? And that's that might make you think that's what you do. But it's because McDonald's food is worthless. They don't give a shit. That over under that loss is already calculated in their monthly numbers, you know. They're gonna throw away a couple fucking sandwiches. A little mom and pop shop in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin, they probably want to, you know, call you out on your attempt to possibly get free food out of them.
Yeah.
And one way to do that is like, hey, we're going to need the food back that you said sucks so bad. And if it sucks so bad, if it's not what you want, you should be able to just get rid of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you want to hang on to it?
That's the question I have for David.
David.
But what really stuck out to me was the my buddies just ordered against my wish from there.
Yeah, like they're just chilling in the garage, and suddenly he snaps 2 out of a daze. Like, oh man, David, you were kind of in a daze there. We ordered some wings from 3 Brothers. Is that cool with you? We got buffalo and honey mustard. And he just,
you know my wishes.
I hate them.
We hates them. They gave us 2 sausages and made them take gives it back. Those were sausages.
Yeah, like.
Or like, what was the convincing conversation of like, bro, we're getting Brothers 3. What's your deal? You know, that's kind of what a picture in my mind.
Just sitting in the corner shaking his head.
I feel like he gave a complex ass wing order. Just to say, I told you so.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah, I want the wings half baked, double tossed, six of them in barbecue mild, three of them in mild medium, four of them in hot Thai chili, and one with Asian zing. And if you mess it up, I will take the sausage sandwiches back from you. The sausage sandwiches that are my birthright. Oh, I got another review.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the energy in that one obviously wasn't great for my favorite restaurant.
Distasteful.
It was a little distasteful. So we got one from Doug G. Up here on government travel, Navy. I love pizza, and so why not get it in the state known for cheese? I was completely satisfied. It was exactly what I was craving. I was starving and just couldn't figure out what I wanted and found this place. Man, their pizza and cheese curds were awesome. I ordered it for carryout and took it back to my room just so I could sit and enjoy the pizza in, in peace and quiet. Brothers 3 Pizza is so good. I'm disappointed that I won't be able to find any as good of pizza back in Georgia. I know when I'm back up here again, I will be eating here. Highly recommended. 5 stars. I'll go over the main points. State known for cheese, good cheese curds, peace and quiet hotel eating experience.
That's the best part. That sort of travel, when you're like, this isn't real travel. I'm just traveling because I have to travel. Where it's work travel or something like that, or like you're driving somewhere with the family and you're stopping one night in Des Moines or something like that at some hotel. Like, well, this isn't really part of the trip, but what we're gonna do, you know, where you get the food and you just sequester yourself to the hotel room. And no one around, so no one's going to judge you. You wrap yourself up in the blanket, and you just have the pizza right on the bed. And you just turn on Below Deck, and you just, like, I've never even seen this show before, but I've watched 10 episodes straight.
What makes or break, like, a school trip for me, like an extended school trip.
A school trip.
Like, in middle school, we went to Mackinac Island.
Ooh.
I know, like, band trips to various things like that, meets and things where you're overnight. The main question I have is always, like, I guess questions I just want to know. I want to nail down, are we going to have an opportunity to sort of free-for-all our food selection at least once? Will we be let loose in some sort of district with restaurants, maybe some sort of food court, and the world will be our oyster for 1 hour to pick some food, or maybe more. If that is a yes, if we are not sequestered into meal selection during the whole trip, if at one point it's like, yep, freebie lunch, you know, you're free for the next 5 hours. Probably gonna get some lunch, huh? That's what my whole trip is for. I'm not going for the fucking forensics competition. I'm there to get some Jets pizza, baby.
Yeah, that's you can't replace memories like that.
Right. And the business trip thing where you're an adult and you get to decide that.
What the heck? Oh, Taco John's? I ain't seen a Taco John's and I don't know how long, but I'm going to get some tater tots.
Those damn tater tots, bro. The tater tots at Taco John's make people forget that their tacos taste like sewage. It's amazing.
I do not get the tacos.
Exactly.
I don't trust a man named John to sell me tacos.
I think maybe 10,000, at least 1,000 occurrences in my life, someone's mentioned Taco John's and liking it. And I say, that place sucks. And they say, always. Well, I really like the cheesy tater tots. It's a strange phenomenon.
It's literally the only thing I remember.
because the... If you had a taco, it would have evacuated your system so bad that your memory of having the taco would have gone with it. Your Dumbledore brain memory juices would have gone down the toilet. we'll take a break there. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Bow.
Bow, wow, wow. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to steaming pile of reviews.
A big one, huh?
That's a big old a pile. Now, you might be saying, hey, isn't this just kind of like Precious Max, but for Steam? And to that I say, who are you again? How long have you been doing ReviewParty.com? That's what, 3 years?
That's a rude question to ask, dude.
That is perverse. Steaming Pile of Reviews is the segment where we go to Steam, popular video game site.
Marketplace.
Online seller marketplace. Site, where people also leave reviews, often humorous, because these people...
They're gamers, folks.
They touch computers a lot.
If you touch computers, your life's probably sad, so you probably got to make some jokes to make them a little better.
So, kind of following in my theme from my first reviews, I have reviews for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh.
So, people may have heard of that game. There's going to be a movie. People may have heard of that. There's going to be a movie.
I'm scared of that movie, dude. Not scared because it'll be scary. Scared because I don't know if it will be great or terrible.
Okay.
Yeah. I fear for the implications. Both the implications of it being good and the implications of it being bad terrify me.
Well, we'll see if these reviews terrify you or not. Again, they're all from Steam. They're from various people. And I'm just going to... They can either recommend or not recommend on Steam. There's no stars here, folks.
If you're looking for stars, fast forward like 10 minutes because you're not going to get any.
Else. This is a review from Ghost. Ghost has 0.1 hours on record. They write, can't sex the chicken. Not recommended.
Okay. What's going to be one of those, Steven Fowler?
It might be
reviews.
One of those. Here's one from Gorbson, 3.7 hours on record. Balls started tingling. Recommended.
I mean, if a game is summoning that sort of... visceral reaction from me.
I had to stop and question, is it because you're scared or because you're excited?
I mean, either way, that's art, baby.
That is, yeah, you're being affected.
You're being moved. Your balls are being moved to tingle.
Here's what Drastes has to say. Drastes has 133.4 hours on record.
What? That for the first one? That's a lot, bro.
They write, why did I play this for 133 hours? Recommended. Dude, someone has 683. Good
what
God.
The fuck, dude? This game, you can beat this game in 5 hours. Easy. I know there's you can speed run and you can optimize and you can do the super hard mode. I know. But 150 hours?
Here's what Flavor Country has to say. I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese. This is pretty much exactly what it's like. Recommended.
Yeah, that Chuck E. Cheese mascot was so sad because he is actually a corpse. Shambling in a possessed metal mascot suit.
Is that spoilers? Oh my goodness.
I guess it's spoilers. The mascot outfits are people that got killed in them, and then their evil souls possess the suit
awesome.
To crunch cool. more people into the suits.
Is crunch their word or yours?
Well, it's they're called endoskeletons. Each suit has a metal skeleton. Like it looks like a Star Wars robot in there or something. And the rib cages open up and you sit in there and then you're supposed to pilot it, but sometimes they go crunch and then sometimes after the crunch your eternal damn soul possesses the suit. And then you want some more crunch.
All right. Here's what Sausage Bartholomew Key the Third says. I pissed my pants. Recommended.
Art, again. Art.
Dog Nog writes, scary teddy bear. Scary teddy bear ate my ass. Recommended.
Now, that's really what some people are going to this game for.
Yeah. There's a general theme amongst a lot of these. Gray Plays received the product for free. Good for you, Gray Plays. Gray Plays writes, this game should be free because I spent $500 on new pants. Recommended.
That's a poop pants jokes, folks.
That's a poopy pantsy. Maybe a pee-pee pants.
Maybe some pee-pee. Where it was in the pants.
Maybe some wee-wee. Timmy says, Five Nights at Freddy's killed my grandma. Recommended.
I mean, was she so scared she died?
I don't know. They only
did she spend five nights at Freddy's and
1.7 hours on record, so we not didn't take too long.
I think if you're really good, you could beat it in that.
Your grandma was already on the threshold of death, but who am I to say? Oh, God. This review comes to us from Black Shaquille O'Neal. They write, Bonnie was at my door more than the Jehovah's Witness down the road. Recommended. Is that the chick?
I believe Bonnie is the bunny.
The Bonnie's that okay. I don't know what all
Bonnie
is.
Could be a chick is the chick's name chicken. The chicken's name is like Chickadee or like okay. Dude, it's got a bird ass name.
Okay. Here's a bit of a longer one. I don't know how to pronounce this person's username. It's just a whole bunch of weird characters. They write, had a psychosomatic experience to the jump scare and ejaculated in my pants. Worst part was I was at work playing while I was supposed to be data filling for a mortgage company. Now my coworkers call me Maggot Pants because of the way I had to slither to the bathroom. Overall, a good game though. 10 out of 10. Recommended.
Maggot Pants?
Maggot pants.
Cause someone's walking funny.
He slithered.
Okay, I guess if you went on the ground like a snake and literally slithered to the bathroom, you could call somebody. Maggots don't really slither; they flop.
They just kind of.
Someone would have. I guess his pants would have been stinky if he didn't go to the bathroom. But I don't know, bro.
I don't know, bro. Here's a review from Kix. This game taught me how to press escape in 1 second. Recommended. Flushed emote writes, these are all in asterisks, so they're actions that the person is taking. That's how I'm meant to read them. Launches the game. Looks at Freddy from the start menu. Quits and uninstalls. Recommended.
You know, I haven't played these games very much. I've played them a bit. I've watched people play them more than I've played them, probably. But even then, it's been years since I've seen that game. And Freddy's smirking little fucking grin from that that opening menu is definitely burned into my mind, that image.
All right. A trusty last one. And I think this one not only breaks the mold of everything that's come before it, but it's got good levels. This is from Hillpaw. Hillpaw writes, this is a friendly Christian game, perfect for teaching your kids math and life skills. Recommended.
I mean, kids who love Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. Would that, you know, the honest to do Christian parent is going to steam.com and only seeing that review and not all the other dreck about people pooping their pants or wanting to sex up the robots. If only.
Maybe once. Maybe just once. Maybe I'm sure there's a Christian parent that goes out through reviews and control F's Christian. You know, just to see
that's the true. Christian just to mentions. See what's out there.
I only want reviews that are Christianity adjacent, that are aware of the implications of Christianity on this piece or product. I hope so. I, you know, even that didn't happen. There are certainly circumstances where little kids in very sheltered Christian households are getting their hands on this game and thinking, this is way cooler than any shit that's going on in this house.
Yeah. It's a bit cooler than Bible Hour.
Bit cooler. You know, it don't have to be, dude. It don't have to be. That's on the parents. Isn't it? You know what else is on the parents? I don't know. That transition was trash, but I have this review. Oh, it's for a game. I guess there could have been a transition there. Parents. And actually, it's from a disapproving parent. I didn't need to make a segue to this one because it fits so much with that last review. It's kind of scary. This is for The Sims 3 expansion, Katy Perry's Sweet Treats.
All right.
It is a Candyland Katy Perry licensed Sims 3 expansion.
She's got a one of her songs is in Simlish, and I think it is in The Sims 3. You can listen to Katy that she redubbed in the Sim language.
See, I remember Sims Herbs for PlayStation 2. Ooh. You remember that?
Yeah.
That one had Black Eyed Peas Simlish. Yeah,
they
songs
started
in
doing
it.
That stuff.
That's so funny. That how much money do they pay these artists? Actually, honestly, if I was a musical artist and Sims approached me to do it like a Simlish track, I'd be like, that sounds fucking good. So maybe she's a fan. But KM, let's see. She's a fan. Let's see her perspective on this expansion pack. It's definitely the worst pack to date. She says, I gave this 3 stars because the stuff pack comes with a lot of new content for young adult females. And that's the age group I play time and time again in Sims 3. However, I'm very disappointed as to what was included with this pack. The clothing is tasteless, to say the least, unless you want your Sim to go around looking like Katy Perry. The tops and outfits in the stuff pack often have me scratching my head. The cupcake top is really the lowest of low, and I hardly use anything from this pack, aside from the gingerbread dollhouse for my toddlers. If you're looking for decent everyday clothing for your Sims, then skip this stuff entirely. If you are, however, an avid Katy Perry fan and want to recreate all of her looks in the game, then you should definitely buy this. It is clear that EA was only thinking of a certain fan base when they released this, and not Sims 3 players as a whole. 3 stars.
Okay. Golly. Yeah, a part of the reason to play The Sims is to just make some horrible creature. some crime against nature and humanity. And to make them look so stupid beyond compare that you laugh at their utterly sad life as you drown them in a pool or set them on fire or what have you.
Or their macaroni and cheese starts on fire and burns their entire house down.
If they happen to be wearing a cupcake bra, that's all the funnier.
Yeah, that's sort of where I am like, huh? It's like, there's not bikinis in Sims since always? And like, what is Sims is just not electronic Barbie dolls. I think, you know, the designers would be pretty upfront about that, which... Barbies being naked have been a Barbie thing since Barbies have been a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Plus they got the little censorship lines, but I don't know. You think Katy Perry is dressing pretty smart on that cover I just sent you?
Ooh, yeah.
You think you're going to get some realistic clothing in that expansion pack?
I mean, with her cotton candy print latex dress, it's going to be some wild stuff. But... yeah, I forgot that Sims 3 was when they started doing, like, these mini stuff packages as opposed to, like, full-fledged expansion packs.
Right, there's the expansion packs which feature stuff and content, new things for your Sims to do and see and explore.
Yeah, like, suddenly you can't have dog or you can do magic.
But these are quite literally like a Lego expansion pack where you just sort of get dollhouse pieces.
Here is a bit new furniture, a bit new clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't talk shit about that style of content production because my fiance probably has this one and all the other ones.
I mean, I looked at some of them. It's been ages since I have played The Sims, but I do remember seeing some. Like, oh, that would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I buy skins for my little action figures in my action beat 'em up RPG shoot 'em blow up fireball games. Like, this is probably, you probably get a lot more cool outfits for your buck in these bad boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, they might be inappropriate.
Whatever. Whatever.
Imagine buying something with Katy Perry on the front of it and being mad it has, like, a bikini in it.
This is so unwholesome.
It's like buying, like a fucking Carmen Electra.
Watch out. Watch out. A girl's going to kiss a girl. They might like it.
I was happy to see that this did not include any lesbian kissing. And actually, I'm pretty sure Sims 3 been having lesbian kissing.
Let them do it.
Let the Sims kiss. I mean, speaking of weird, funny stuff kids have done with their Barbies, not only are they naked, you know, Barbies kissing Barbies, Ken's kissing Ken's.
Yeah, everybody's kissing everybody. Kissing butts.
You know, butts are being kissed.
Trying to remember what they call sex. Is it whoopee?
I think it's got to be woohoo.
Woohoo! Thank you. Woo-hoo? Yeah. Yeah. And the actually, bed just comes to life like flubber.
That unlocked a memory. Do you have another review? I'll get through it quick.
Yeah, I've got one that's fairly short.
My best friend in elementary school, which I didn't realize sort of until later, lived in a very sheltered Christian household. And his older sister was very cool. Shout out Tasha.
What up, Tosh?
She loved The Sims, and it was in The Sims 1 era, new and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, walking into the computer room adjacent to the toy room, type beat, and she was playing, and there was, like, the love making and the hearts on the screen. And I remember my friend saying, "Or are you making babies?" And she's like, "Yeah, we're making some more babies." It was like my friend did. I at that age knew I wasn't an expert, but I knew the logistics. Some of the logistics that went into the baby making.
That business.
He asked it as though like there was some sort of factory machine running, and he was like, "Oh, you know, this is coming out the other side. Business as usual. Excellent." Then we moved along.
Taking care of that baby order? Oh, right. Good.
Let me check that off right here. Excellent. It was like The Giver. It was like... Yep. Manufacturing the old children. We love it. Do you have a review?
I do. I've got another Google review. This is for Carlo's Bakery in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the bakery of Cake Boss. Hey, I'm Cake Boss. I have a TV show about making cake. So,
I'm excited for this.
Cake Boss. This is a review from Anton Tom. They write, "Was in Vegas over the holidays with my family, and we decided to share the rainbow cake and one cannoli and one lobster tail," which I guess is like a dessert thing, "in honor of my birthday. By the way, I never, ever eat cake, so this was a special treat. Well, I took one bite of the cannoli and projectile threw it up."
What?
"The lobster tail and cake, nothing special. Costco sells better quality cakes than this dude. Stop giving him your business. 1 star.
Oh, there's so many details left unturned.
I know. If we'd only known.
When you said the word projectile made me think he took one bite and it just exploded out the back, right? He just took a bite and all the filling shot out. But then the next word, vomit, changed my entire perception of the event.
It's sort of spring-loaded.
Something so foul that makes you not only vomit, not only instantaneously vomit, but instantaneously projectile vomit. That's a lot of qualifiers. I've never bitten or smelled anything that's done that.
I've had some raw stuff, some stuff that has made me Ralph. And I don't know. I've gagged for certain. I've had the bile rise. And I don't even know if I was able to fight it down, but projectile is like.
As soon as teeth met pastry, the vomit shot forth as though Cyclops' eye beams when he takes his sunglasses off, dude.
Yeah, it's just splattering the windows.
I can't stop it!
I'm gonna get out of here.
Especially in a pastry, that really is what's weird. If it's like a meat product, something that really, you know, I guess cannolis are milk heavy. Could it have been a spoiled milk?
Some bad, whatever kind of cheese ricotta cheese whipped up or something. Maybe. Yeah.
I just wish we had more details.
Me too. The Anson's only written one other review.
How was that one with your theme, or is that one just a throw on?
It mentioned birthday. Oh. That's it.
I thought there was a mascot theme, but it was just
no
mascot by way of birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was his birthday. I mean, we kind of instantaneously spewed comedy out of our mouths as soon as this episode started. So maybe we can relate.
I can totally relate. Oh, my goodness. I'm just reading this other
review
that Anton has read. I may as well go for it. This is for Café Berlin in, I believe it's pronounced, Lyon, France. We are visiting from Canada. We had a late lunch at your location July 3rd, family of five. I was targeted by the waitress as soon as she set eyes on me. Apparently, she did not like me and made it known to the point I was served a salad that contained rancid prosciutto. The grilled cheese was on stale bread. I politely told her I couldn't eat what she served me as I did not want to get food poisoning. She took the plate away without offering me something else. The waitress was rude, not customer-focused, and showed a miserable attitude towards her employment. We paid the bill as per her instruction. I told her we were disappointed with her service. Her response, I don't like you. We thanked her and left. Her job is not to like or dislike customers. Her job is to serve. Isn't that what her job description is? Please fire her. She is in the wrong profession. 1 star.
That probably is, you know, that isn't her job description. But
probably.
What was left unsaid was this guy did something really annoying.
This guy must be a guy. That probably same thing that happened at Cake Boss shop. They're like, look at this stinker. Let's give him the bad juice.
You guys got them 7 month old cannolis in the back. Got
them bomb cannolis that is going to make them spew.
Yeah, it's not even old cannolis. They just made a batch especially for Insta spew properties.
Is it a coincidence that, you know, Las Vegas to France, he's getting bad service? I don't know.
I think it's not a coincidence that he's accusing everyone of having foul food. That just seems like his go-to move. Restaurant, bad experience, must have been foul food. Bad you can't stuff. Argue with that. Rancid. Let me use the F and the R word. That's all for ReviewParty.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for celebrating our third birthday with us. Here's to many more on the ReviewParty.com podcast. Until the next birthday, we've got new episodes every Tuesday morning. That's right, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day, right in your preferred podcast hopper. You can listen, and you should. You really should.
May I learn something?
Might learn something. I don't have a gun in my hand. You should listen to the podcast every week. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink or a screenshot of the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can throw you that credit.
If you want to reach out to us in some other way, shape, or form, let me tell you, you can. Have you ever heard of Instagram or TikTok? @reviewparty.com is where we are currently housed. @reviewpartypod is where we are housed on Twitter. I don't know. You're trying to not look at your phone as much. That's fine. When you get home, baby, when you get home, you can log on your laptop. You can pull up reviewparty.com. There's our website. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. Like all the episodes. Dating back to the beginning. Have yourself a merry little.
Have yourself a thoughtful online experience on reviewparty.com. Nothing but brain scratch. You're not scratching your brain, you're massaging it. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, feel so good. You're going to get that. You're going to get that on the blog. You're going to get that just looking at all the blue.
Ooh. Looking at all the butt.
Looking at the butt. There's some butt there, here and there.
there's a little ass on that website if you're looking.
Anyway, just do it. Do it. Do it. Do, why not? Why don't you do it? There's something else you should do.
Oh, yeah. There's something else you should do. I'm so into your exciting riff on the go on the website. Plug that I forgot. I have to plug some noses because they're bleeding, baby. That's right. Nose bleeds. Let us use their song Bread for Breakfast as our theme song. You heard it throughout the episode. It was good, right? Better than the episode, maybe even. So, you know, while you're on that website, reviewparty.com, deciding whether or not we're great or the greatest, you can listen to the greatest Midwest sparkle pop diddlies in your old earphones. Just go to Nosebleeds on Spotify. It's just one word. I've got a three-themed finisher here for us for the third birthday.
Yes.
This is a Amazon review for the album 1X by 3 Days Grace.
Ooh, boy.
Of Animal, I have become a celebrity. Maybe one of the worst songs ever. but don't take it from me. Take it from Ram. They title it Great Band. They write, "What's to say? You like this band and you're a fan? Awesome piece to LP collection, 5 stars. You like this.
I'm dying.
You are a fan.
No, I am not. Don't put that on me.